From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Does your tweet come with a government warning? Why purveyors of wine may have to think about that in the future, right after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
A recent advisory from the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, or TTB as it's referred to, has stipulated that purveyors of wine and other alcohol must include government warnings into their social media. The warnings already appear in traditional advertising and on products. But this is new territory for social media. The explosive growth of the internet and its connectivity to smartphones has left regulators of all types having to pedal very fast to keep up with the effects on consumers. And with each new change, marketing departments for wineries have to play catch-up. Take, for example, that standard government warning. You know, the one about the danger of alcohol consumption while pregnant or operating a car. It's no problem to add that somewhere on a Facebook group page, but let's say your local winery wants to remind its fans of a tasting event on Friday night via their Twitter feed. A tweet is limited to 140 characters, but the standard government warning is 281 characters. What to do? Maybe they'll approve a hashtag in place of the warning, or little pictures like hashtag skull baby car. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.